It's December, and I will keep at reading blog posts of mine, shipping those on Tuesdays and Saturdays instead of the long meandering conversations of Tankespian with Helena Roth. But rest assured, there will be a fourth season, just not yet. I hope you're enjoying these short ones, and always remember that the first 50 or 60 so episodes in this pod feed are also shorter snippets like this. So, enjoy! Judgment versus Discernment, a blog post first published on May 7, 2018 on tankespian.com as a direct result of a post on a book called Intuitive Living by Alan Seale, published May 6, 2018. But no worries, you don't have to skip over to tankespian.com to read that post before listening to this. But if you want to, feel free. The blog post reads like this. With curiosity and a wish for more, Tess picked up on the distinction between judgment and discernment in the post on Intuitive Living by Alan Seale. And I can only agree, it's a distinction which piqued my curiosity as well. Quote, "You may have noticed that we have never discussed forgiveness. Forgiveness is not a concept of the all. Forgiveness implies judgment. Forgiveness implies right and wrong. Your Western culture and religions have created the concepts of sin and forgiveness as a way of controlling people's minds. Judgment was created in this way. Parenthesis. You must understand judgment as being different from discernment. Discernment is an important skill to develop." End parenthesis. There is no place for judgment. The concepts of sin, forgiveness, and redemption are not concepts born out of love. Love is within each one of you, bestowing mercy upon you in each moment of your existence. End quote. As voiced by Spirit in this book by Alan Seale. Now, judgment is a concept I'm very familiar with. I've judged others, but more than that, I have judged myself over and over again, and harshly at that. For me, judgment is centered around right and wrong. I judge you as being wrong, and instantly I place myself on the rung above you because I know the difference. I know what's wrong and what's right, and you're failing miserably. And the same goes for myself, even though it's an internal hierarchical setup, enabling me somehow to place myself above myself. I've let go of my default setting to judge, something which I know my surroundings also pick up on. In the words of a friend who's known me for 30 plus years, quote, "You used to be so black and white, Helena, but nowadays you reside in the gray shades in between. You always see both sides of a situation and are not prone to judge either side as right or wrong," end quote. This I took as a great compliment. I haven't really given any thought whatsoever, consciously at least, to the concept of discernment, but I do find it intriguing. It goes hand in hand with my favorite saying, though, being, "How does this serve me or you?" That's discernment for me, now that I think of it. To discern, which according to my Apple thesis means perceive, make out, pick out, detect, recognize, notice, observe, see, spot. Identify, determine, distinguish, differentiate, discriminate, tell apart. Become cognizant of, become aware of, become conscious of. To discern what works right now and what doesn't, what will further my path ahead and what will not. What will serve me or not? That, for me, is discernment. And I can be very clear when I communicate from a place of discernment. I don't have to be wishy-washy, which, thesaurus again, means feeble, ineffectual, weak, vapid, milk and water, effete, spineless, limp, limp-wristed, namby-pamby, half-hearted, spiritless, irresolute, indecisive, informal, wet, pathetic, weak-kneed, British informal, half-arsed. Love that last one. And parenthesis. Now, I don't have to be wishy-washy about it all. I can stand very firm in what serves me or not. And just because I don't go for judging a situation anymore, whatever it is, that doesn't mean I cannot make my meaning, my belief, my understanding, my needs even heard. On the contrary, I can do just that, but I come from a context of non-judgment, which to my experience makes it so much easier for the people in my surrounding to accept whatever it is I'm asking or pointing out. And this, I think, is the clue. I'm not saying I'm right, you're wrong, and anyone who's wrong is inherently bad. I'm saying this is what I need right now. You might need something other than me, which is fine. I respect your needs and you respect mine, and we'll deal with the consequences together. Thank you, Tess, for asking me to expand on the concepts of judgment and discernment. This has been most helpful. I feel elated to have discovered that my default setting of today, since letting go of judgment, of asking how this serves me, is an excellent guide in helping me be more discerning in life. And by the way, as I look in the thesaurus, judgment is a word that pops up to define discernment. So I cannot say that my understanding of these two concepts and how they relate to one another is accurate. For you, that is. Because it certainly holds true for me.